And 640, please.
Authorize intergovernmental agreements with the Portland Development Commission in support of the ongoing implementation of housing functions at the Portland Housing Bureau and economic opportunity functions at the Portland Development Commission.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance encompasses three intergovernmental agreements with the Portland Development Commission that cover economic opportunity activities, housing rehabilitation, finance and development, and housing support services. And again, Tracy Manning, the director of the Bureau, is here to provide an overview and answer any questions you may have.
Yep. We again have staff that can help me out. So this is another place where fortunately, where we are doing more, the City of Portland, having dedicated 30% of tax increment financing to affordable housing. And this is also part of our federal entitlement block grant. So these three agreements are the three we've done each year since PHB was formed. The biggest one is for financing the development of affordable housing. So City Charter and ORS 457 designate PDC as the Urban Renewal Agency. So this largest IGA at $44.8 million is part of what authorizes PHB to implement the city's affordable housing policy. And then it also sort of just talks about mechanically how we make those dollars move back and forth. So each year we project the current year budget, which is either projects in the pipeline or projects that we have requested proposals for new projects. So that's the largest at 44.8, and it's divided by urban renewal area. The second largest is the Economic Opportunity IGA at 2.2 million. This is actually passing a community development block grant through to the Portland Development Commission. They now operate the city's economic opportunity programs. That includes the microenterprise development and adult and youth workforce development programs previously operated by BHCD. So that was part of the realignment. And then finally, we have a small support services agreement, for the largest part of which it's about $80,000. PDC, for instance, does our asset management of owned properties and a small amount of other services around IT and environmental.
Okay, thank you. Other questions for Tracy? Kate Dean from PDC is here as well if we have any questions for her. Okay, thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Then roll call on that, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Well, Commissioner, I appreciate you moving these to the regular calendar and just highlighting what we're doing here, both in terms of the relationship with PDC and the Housing Bureau and really carrying out a very aggressive agenda of housing across the city, and particularly in urban renewal areas, but not just there. And then what we're doing in homelessness and services to vulnerable people, I think we have cause to celebrate here. And this is a cause for celebration. More work to do and many people still needing housing, but a really impressive level of effort and coordination both with the nonprofits and among public agencies. So good work. Thank you. Aye. Okay. I think we have nothing left, correct? Having jumped around, I just want to make sure I didn't get lost. Then, therefore, we are recessed until tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
We've got the tax soup hearing this afternoon.